بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This time give a brief explanation of this very very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtasaf Tasaf Tasaf Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Alif Billah Rumi Zamana Rumi Waqta Blaze Zamana. Hazrat explains that this nafs, our desires, our own self, our passions, this is actually our enemy. So you shouldn't make your enemy happy. Very foolish is that person who makes his enemy happy. Your enemy, outwardly, he will look happy, but he will take you to destruction. So Hazrat is telling us here, this beautiful bayan, that this nafs dushman hai, dushman ko nashat kar, that your own self, your passion, your desires, this is your enemy, this is your enemy, this is your enemy. Why make your enemy happy? And with regard to our nafs, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, acknowledges very clearly and mentions, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That I don't ever say and claim, and I don't ever regard my nafs to be أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي, to be free from any type of sin, from any type of wrong, because وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. The reality of this nafs is, it's not just amara, ara, it's not just will command you, ammara. It is the superlative form. That is very strongly, it will command you towards haram. And it will pull you towards haram. So if a person doesn't realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me so balanced, that Allah ta'ala gave me brains also, and to use my brains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created me in such a way, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put desires and inspiration of guna also in a person's heart also, but together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person the ability, the courage to control oneself also. So, and this is the way to gain the closeness of Allah, to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person doesn't have desires and inclination towards haram, then such a person cannot become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullah alayhi used to explain, that to call the malaika, to call them awliya Allah, walis of Allah, it's Allah, it's not even jayz, because they don't have desire. They don't know what is the desire for woman, what is the desire for food, etc. So much so Hazrat says, if the most beautiful hoor of Jannat, Hawra, if she comes and sits on the lap of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, it won't tickle any part of his body. Because he doesn't know, they don't know what is desire. So a person who doesn't have inclination towards haram, and that person can never become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person who is not a man, and he says, I don't commit zina. Like our Shaykh used to explain so beautifully, one of our elders of Germiston, one day he was sitting with few friends in his office, he was already about 50, 60 years old, and he's telling them that my whole life till now, I never get one ticket, one speeding ticket, any ticket in my life. Everybody is shocked, so long, you are so old already, not one ticket. Say, how you manage that? Says, I didn't drive in my life. So if you didn't drive, obviously you're not going to get a ticket. So exactly the same, a person in the Kabristan, if he says, I don't commit zina, I don't look at haram, etc., there's no kamal in that, there's no achievement in that. A person who's got desires, inclination towards haram, but he learns how to control those desires. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful month of Ramadan, the special occasion. Allahu Akbar. Our Dada Shaykh al-Shahakim Aqtasab rahmatullah alayhi says, the month of Ramadan Sharif is a month where Allah wants to give you taqwa. Allah wants to give you that ability and strength and show you that I have given you courage. You just use your courage now and you control your desires. When you can control your halal desires for so many hours, who said you can't control your haram desires? So one is the month of Ramadan is like a very strong steam engine that is pulling you towards the love of Allah, pulling you towards the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is suppressing your desires. And on the other end, Hazrat says, if you get the opportunity to be in the company of the Wali of Allah and a Shaykh or a Kamil and your Shaykh, then you got two steam engines that are pulling you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your Hazrat is teaching us that first of all, realize the most important thing for myself, all of us, is to realize that my nafs, myself, I am an enemy of myself. As Nabi Kareem, him sallallahu ta'ala wasallam has mentioned, inna aada aduaka alladhi bayna jambayk, that your worst enemy is between your two shoulders, yourself. Your inner self, that is your worst enemy. Because who was the person to mislead Shaitan himself? Shaitan, before he became Shaitan, he was regarded as a very pious personality, living among the Malaika also. So much so that Allah, his name was kept on the scale of the Malaya, of the Malaika also. That Azazil, his name was kept on that the scale of Jibreel, Mikael. He made so lot sajda, etc. But destroyed him. And what made him wretched and get kicked out of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his own passion and desires. So passion and this desire of yours can mislead us not only towards haram. Allahu Akbar. Shaitan, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, Shaitan is too shrewd and cunning. He knows what type of paper to give to what person. If you're in a grade 1 class, he'll give you a grade 1 paper. If you're in a matric class, he'll give you a matric paper. If you're a varsity person, he'll give you that type of paper. So accordingly, Shaitan, if you're sitting in a khanka, he'll come with that type of traps and mislead you. If you are alim, he must lead you a dead type of trap. If a mufti, he'll lead you a dead type of trap. So Shaitan is very cunning and is very shrewd. So who must lead him himself? That he made so much ibadat, that ibadat supposed to bring abdiyat, humbleness, to realize I'm the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what ibadat, he got misled and he thought that I am very pious. So he will make you do ibadat also. As we read, Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Musa Sahib read in the kitab yesterday in the Mamulat, our dealings, that Shaitan sees a person, that a young boy, now he's getting inclined towards making ibadat. He's doing lot of nafal ibadat also. He's punctual at all his faraiz, his wajibat, his sunnati muakkada. He's doing lot of nafal ibadat. Then he tells his chelas, all his other shaitan that are under him, that check his earnings. He sees his earnings are not, he's not conscious that he's earning halal. His earnings are tainted. So he says, don't worry about him. He is just tiring himself. So we have to be careful all the time with our nafs. That Shaitan, he misleads us so much that he makes our nafs now that we become Shaitan ourselves. That is why we see in the month of Ramadan Sharif also, when particularly in this month it is mentioned clearly that Allah Ta'ala has made so much arrangement that we become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says your enemies that will be blocking you, inna shaitan lakum aduwwan mubina, shaitan is your open enemy. So we will tie all the rebellious shaitans and throw them into the oceans. They mustn't come in the way of my servants that want to come close to me. But we find many a times, Allahu Akbar, like Hazrat mentioned, one pious person in the early days, he saw Shaitan laying in a park, hands stretched out, relaxing like a big king. So he says, Shaitan, you got time to relax and just pass your time, where you are very busy man. You want to mislead every person. Now you're just relaxing. He says, I don't have to mislead. They are more astray than me also. So Allah Ta'ala save me, Ta'ala save me, Ta'ala save me. All of us, this concern and this worry and this nafs, Allahu Akbar, it's so cunning also. We also have to be very, very careful that our mashayikh, our pious, they teach us that this nafs is like a snake. That a snake when it is in the cold, in the ice cold, then its body becomes frozen. You'll think that snake is dead. And now a person in the village, he picked up a snake like that, and he thought, this is a dead snake, and he was showing off to people that I got a snake. When he came into the city, the sun started shining, and the snake started getting some warmth, and then his body started moving. He got scared, and he threw that snake one side, and he ran away. So exactly the same, the nafs also. We have to make an effort till mort, right till we reach the qabr. Till the last moment, never ever be satisfied that, no, I got my nafs under control. Our pious servant says that, farishta bhi ban jaye, usse aga rehna. That even if you think that now my nafs is a farishta, alhamdulillah, I got my ibadat under control, I got my gazes also under control, my heart also I try and control, but all the time we should be begging, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nasdaghir. That, oh Allah, you are the one who give life, Ya Allah. You sustain life, oh Allah. With your mercy we beg from you. Aslih lana sha'anana kulla. Wala takilna ila anfusna tarfata'in. Make our complete islah, oh Allah, and not for a moment leave us loose to our nafs. Because our nafs will play havoc with us. And like we see, when your shaitan can't stop you from coming towards good, and he sees you came towards good, now he used some other tricks that he brings in the nafs, in your mind. He brings the thought that you are a pious person. And just to think also, ujub, just to think that I am good, everyone is takabbur, pride, you say, you think low of others, and you think good of yourself, that is a very, very terrible disease. Allah save me, all of us, and we should be worried and begging Allah for safety of this. But another disease which is equally dangerous, and also pride, ujub, that is, you think I am good, everybody also is good, but I'm good. Just to think you good, Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions in the Quran Kareem, فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Never ever think that you are good and you are now pure and you are a very pious person. Allah Ta'ala save us and make us realize that when the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is saying, oh Allah, that on this very, very crucial moment, when he was in a very, very critical position of being enticed by a woman of what status? Zulaikha, that the wife of the minister of finance, most beautiful woman of the town at that time, in her private chambers, locked all the doors, and she's telling him, now come commit evil. At that time, only a man of Allah can save himself. And only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who's conscious about his nafs. Otherwise, a wretched person like myself will say, what opportunity. Nobody knows. Who will know? Allahu Akbar. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And that is why we have to sit in the company of the friends of Allah. To be alert of the nafs. His Hazrat says, and used to have a board in the khanka, Jo tu karta hai chupke se ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasmaan se. That when you're doing anything secretly from the whole world and nobody is watching you, that night secret, nobody is watching me. From the heaven somebody is watching us. And that is what Hazrat is teaching us here also. Yesterday Hazrat taught us that one is a person in the month of Ramadan Sharif, we say that I've got roza, so I won't drink this.
You are alone in the kitchen also. You're very thirsty, or you see the delicious food there. You say, I'm alone. I want to eat this, and I can eat, and you can eat it. But you say, I got roza. One is to say, I got roza on its place. But one is to think that you think nobody is watching me. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Do you know Allah is watching you? And Allah, don't take it in a negative only, that Allah is only watching me, aliyazu billahi, if I do haram. Allah Ta'ala wants never ever, Allah Ta'ala wants to just pounce and punish any of His servants. Allah looks at us with love, and Allah boasts to the malaika that, look at my servants. You say that they're going to create havoc. Look here, in secrecy also, they are staying away. So we have to beg Allah Ta'ala, one is, and just the dua alone is not sufficient. We have to take the dawa also. And we have come here for the dawa, for the treatment. And both things have to go hand in hand. So Hazrat is saying that one is, make dua, beg Allah Ta'ala, apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajda mein ro ke abad kar. Get up at least sometime middle of the night, particularly now in the month of Ramadan Sharif, especially when the nights are long. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, take advantage of the winter nights, and these are special, Allah Ta'ala is giving you bonuses. In the winter nights, the night is so long, your eyes open up also. So why just lay and pass your time in the bed? And even if you're laying in a bed and you're not making zikr, then you are just wasting your time. So get up, make some wuzu, and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, this nafs of mine, as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to teach us so beautifully. He says that when you go out of your home, you have to go and do your work, etc. Then think of this ayat, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُّءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. That I have to go to the bank, I have to go to the... And today, whichever office you go, 99% of the time, you have to put up with a female. And there's a female there at the counter. So Hazrat says, just think that this nafs of yours is going to must lead you. Somehow or the other, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, what a arif billah, what a great personality, and through our honorable Sheikh, how they have taught us that we think, no, my nafs is safe, I didn't look at her. But Hazrat says that, Ya Allah, those desires that my nafs has stolen also, and I didn't even realize, forgive me for all that also, Ya Allah. Forgive me, and that has penetrated my heart, O Allah. So no person can claim and say that I can look after my nafs and I am fully in control. Illa ma rahima rabbi. Besides, if it is not the mercy of Allah. So when we leave, we think of this ayat and how to draw the mercy of Allah. Now beg Allah. Wa qur rabbi khfir warham wa anta khayru rahimin. That, O Allah, you the one who forgive, you the one who sends down mercy. So Allah, please forgive me for all my past shortcomings. Now I have to go out again. I have to live in the world. O Allah, you have let your rahmat be, your rahmat kamil hal. Let your cloud of mercy be upon me all the time and save me from my nafs. And thus we have to do, dil ko sajda mein ro ke abad kar. That kar. That go into sajda and cry to Allah, that, oh Allah, how I passed my previous life, that my nafs just misled me, and I got involved in so much haram from the time I became matured, how I spent my school days, etc. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala save us, worse if we even talk about it. That in school we used to do this and we used to do that. We should be begging Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, please forgive me. And now Allah, please bring my nafs under control and save me from falling in the clutches of my nafs. How to bring this under control? Hazrat explained that make your ruh, your soul strong. The nafs is inclined to dunya. And because it is made of sand and water, so your nafs will get inclined, and as Hazrat has explained, that your nafs is seeing all the things around, all the temptations, etc. We can't see Allah Ta'ala, we can't see Akhirat, etc. So your nafs is inclined to these things. Now, if you're going to feed your nafs all the time, whatever your nafs desires, the best food, etc. also, whichever place your nafs want to go, you're going to strengthen your nafs. And your ruh that comes from Allah, Allah, the ruh that actually is supposed to be the driver of the car, The ruh is the most important thing of the body. Your life is your ruh. And if your life is weak, a weak person, if you give him a car to drive, a small boy, you just bought a brand new BMW, and he's telling the father, "I want to drive the car." The father says, No, not now, boy. He thinks that, no, I can manage. He's just 14, 15 years old, and he thinks he can manage. Father is telling him, not now, but secretly he takes the car, and he takes it for a spin round the corner, and he wants to go at 120 and taking a bend, and where he lands up. He is in a Kabristan, the car is in the scrapyard, etc. His friends all in a Kabristan, because the driver is weak. The car controlled, took its own control. So exactly the same. We also, we don't want to commit haram. We feel bad about it, but we're not strengthening our ruh. Our ruh, we keep it weak. We don't make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, ruh zikr ki nara, ruh ki faqa. When you leave out your zikr and you're unmindful in your zikr, then you are actually starving your soul. Your soul is becoming weak. And now when you're going out in the world, now your body, which is the car is going in its own direction. You're supposed to be controlling the car. That a woman is coming in the street, you're supposed to be lowering your gazes. But you can't. Your ruh is weak. So Hazrat is saying, ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs se dushman hai, dushman ko na shad kar. That was the noor of taqwa. And this is the month of Ramadan Sharif, to gain that noor of taqwa in the company of the pious servants, in this beautiful environment. All year who have come, all have come with the intention of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashik-e-sadiqeen, talib-e-sadiqeen, all these people here that are the desirous of becoming the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the barakat of each one's taqwa, each one's sifat and quality of iman in this beautiful environment, Hazrat says, what the noor of taqwa. Nafs takes you to dark places, because guna is sun and it's darkness. Outwardly it looks very beautiful and shining. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned very beautifully, inna dunya hulwatun khadiratun. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifakum fi, that the dunya outwardly looks very tasty and very beautiful and lush and beautiful, but Allah has put you here to test you and see that you won't get caught up in the temptations. And that is a person who becomes a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to have desire and to be scared, I got lot of desire to look at woman, I want to look at movies, etc. To have that desire is no problem. Allah Ta'ala says, just use that taqwa, that courage I have given you. And many people, they say that I can't, to control my desires is very hard. Hazrat says, you are telling lies. That when you got the courage to look, who said you don't have the courage to lower your gazes? Allah has given us courage. We just have to make himmat. And the way to bring this nafs under control, there's no ta'weez or anything. The main thing is, company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, making dua to Allah, and then to use our courage. Not like our Shaykh says, that many of us, we think also, that if I just get bad to a Shaykh, then I'll become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. He'll just make one special magic, abracadabra, and I'll be a wali of Allah. No, the Shaykh will give us 1% of inspiration. 99% of perspiration, myself, we all have to make. We have to perspire, and that is what Allah loves. That look at my banda, for my sake he's breaking his heart. Allah pours the sweetness of iman in that heart. Then Hazrat says that your ruh will all the time be shad. Your ruh will be happy all the time. And now your nafs will become unhappy. That the moment your nafs is desiring something, taking you towards haram, immediately, as our dada Shaykh teaches us, that become like a chair and nerve, a male lion. And you talk to your nafs and you tell your nafs that even if I have to die, but I won't commit this haram. Because Allahu Akbar, iman is more valuable than our life also. Allah is more valuable than everything. For Allah's pleasure and what Allah will give in return, and Allah Ta'ala knows the condition and our
desires and the condition of the heart. Further, others say, Dil ko noor e khuda se tu abad kar, aur gunao ki khar gunao ki khar gunao ki khaish ko barbaad kar. How to inculcate this, the noor, the taqwa in the heart. Hazrat says that with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah noorus samawati wal ard. And Allah has brought us here, Allah wants to give us this noor. Allah has made this environment, the month of Ramadan Sharif, where naturally people we find, even the so-called weakest Muslim, every person is just inclined towards good, and every person wants to stay away from haram. Even those people who don't keep roza outwardly, but to a certain degree, they respect the month of Ramadan Sharif also. And this is a holy month. So, Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is saying that now with the noor of Allah Ta'ala that is descending in torrents also and in this environment also, beg Allah Ta'ala for the noor that, oh Allah, let the noor penetrate my heart. And we see the beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem Sawasam. At the time of Tahajjud, when Nabi Sawasam just used to wake up also, used to make this dua, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi noori wa fi basari noori, that, oh Allah, make my heart full of noor, my eyes, my ears, my whole body, every part of my body, from the top, from the bottom, in front, all, just make me an embodiment of noor, Allahu Akbar. And thus, when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we stay in the right company, then we avoid, as it says, or gunao ki khaish ko barbaad kar. Then the desire of guna will still come. Even if you to a great degree, you bring your nafs under control, you coming to the company of the pious servants, you making your zikr, even if you think you are a wali of Allah, but desire will come. Some type of desire will come in the heart, destroy that desire. And when you destroy that desire for the pleasure of Allah, Nabi Kareem Sawasam says, Allah says in Hadith Qudsi, Ana inna munda kasiratul qulub. I am with those hearts that are broken. That for my pleasure, this person has broken his heart. Allah Ta'ala says, I am with that person. Like when you're making zikr of Allah, Allah says, Ana jaleesu man zakarani. That person who is remembering me, he might be alone in a desert also, but I am the companion of that person. What a better companion than Allah Rabbul Izzat. The best companion. If Allah is your companion, you just want to be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, we have to destroy the desires of the nafs. And for this special treatment, Allah Ta'ala has given us in this month of Ramadan Sharif. That this is the time, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us that to suppress this nafs of ours, Allah Ta'ala has given us this roza. That control your eating, your food, your drink, your sexual desires which are halal also, from morning till iftar, and then see, you'll have the ability to control all your other parts of your body also. You'll be able to stay away very easy from haram. So just 1 month, Allah says, Ayyama ma'dudat. Do this little treatment every, for few days, and see, Allahu Akbar, the enjoyment of life is something else. That a person used to think that, how can I stay away from haram? Me and not look at girls, not go to the club, not watch sports, etc. Allahu Akbar. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say so beautifully that, should I tell you a secret, that guna mein maza hai hi nahi. That lazza, a thing of enjoyment, let me tell you, that people think they get getting enjoyment in sin, but in sin there's no enjoyment. There's this grace, there's headache in sin. And when a person, Allahu Akbar, just does this little while, one is we beg Allah Ta'ala, and then we make an effort little to keep our rozas properly, not just the outward structure, as Hazrat is explaining to us, that the complete beautiful form of roza, we learn how to keep roza of the eyes, of the ears, all this, then see the enjoyment of staying away from guna, it's not just easy, it's mazedar, it's enjoyable. Then you'll see what comes on the tongue all the time. Hamse is zubaku tu hammad kar. سر کو چوکت پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. Now whatever you see around, you'll be just praising Allah. Allah's special mercies. On your tongue, Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, that Allah has given us this beautiful month. Allah has given us this beautiful majlis. You see the beautiful skies, Alhamdulillah. Whatever you see around us, so Hazrat says now, your tongue will get inclined towards the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now all the time have on your tongue the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever we have, every split moment, it is only the favors and the grace, special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. And such a person is known as Hammad, a person who makes the zikr of Allah abundantly. And that person who makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly, he is the special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mercy is descending upon that person. Wherever he goes, he's spreading the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is not on your tongue outwardly, it is in your heart all the time. Whatever you're seeing, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, now take the opportunity whenever you get that, put your head at the doorstep of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in ibadat, and put your head at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become a sajjad, a person who makes lot of sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person realizes that I am a useless, ordinary, filthy, dirty servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you lower yourself, you put your brains, your head, everything, your beauty down in front of Allah, and you acknowledge, Ya Allah, it is only your kind favors, I am totally useless, I am the lowest. Subhana Rabbi al-Abbi al-Abbi al-A'la. Oh Allah, you are pure, I am faulty, you are the highest, I am the lowest. At that time, you are the closest to Allah. You are, so to say, at the feet of Allah. You are Allah, you are Allah. You are kissing the feet of Allah. In other words, you are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, take this opportunity. Particularly now in the month of Ramadan Sharif, it's a time when a person is inclined, and Allah has made the environment such, you are inclined. So take out time to read all the nafal namazes. Don't miss out on tahajjud. After Isha, after the Taraweeh Salah, read 2 rakats with the intention of tahajjud. Then get up little early, read again tahajjud Salah. Then when you make your Ishraq Namaz, if you can't make it immediately after Fajr, you are but tired, when you get up, make your Ishraq Chash Namaz at that time also. And then your Awabin after Maghrib Salah, don't be just rushing for food. So Hazrat says, become Sajjad. That person who's all the time at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do this, you work, you conscious of your nafs, to bring your nafs under control, to engage in the zikr of Allah, the company of the friends of Allah. You stay away from the wrong environment, and your heart is getting filled with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then qalb wajaku tu is dar pe abad kar, aur sukoon e dil wajaku khallad kar. Then your heart and your soul and your whole body, at the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be a abad, a true servant of Allah. That person who's all the time engaged in the obedience of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ibadat of Allah, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Aba Huraira, ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. That, O Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, stay away from haram. You will be regarded as a person who makes the greatest ibadat, the most ibadat, abad. So if we want to become abads also, then we have to, myself, this is addressed to myself, and we all should look at our own condition, that how can I become abad? That all the time I be worried and conscious. Allahu Akbar, like the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their real worry is, for a moment I mustn't be unmindful of Allah, and Allah must not be displeased with me. That I mustn't fall into haram, and Allah is unhappy with me. And then you'll get what the whole world is looking for, peace and happiness.
But sadly, we're looking for it everywhere else. Some in their businesses, some in the jobs, etc. Something, if I become a counselor, minister, I'll get peace. It doesn't lie there. It comes from Allah Ta'ala on the ruh, on the soul. And it descends in the heart of the pious servant. Allah has made the system, it's distributed from there. Then when you learn in this company how to control our desires, to make zikr, then sukoon e dil wa jaafu khalat kar, everlasting peace and happiness and enjoyment you'll get in your heart. Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat is teaching us, this is the system. And this is how we will get this peace and happiness all the time. Allah Ta'ala will be sending the sakina, the special rahmat on your heart, on your heart, on your heart all the time. And what enjoyment you got, you can't explain. As Allah Ta'ala explained that the friends of Allah, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ أَنِ الْمَضَادِ يَلْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفُهُمْ 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 وَتَمَعَى. You see everybody is sleeping, it's a cold winter's night, but they getting up from the bed. In that cold also, they getting up, they making wuzu with cold water. Then they standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tears are pouring out of their eyes and they're enjoying this close munajat and talking to Allah. People who don't know this enjoyment, they look at them and say, look at this foolish man. He's got his eider down, he's got his wife also, and he's still standing in the cold and he's still crying. Allahu Akbar, the pious servants used to say, kabhi ta'atuka surure, kabhi itirafi kusure. Sometimes the enjoyment Allah gives me, of standing in front of Allah and crying. And sometimes I acknowledge, Ya Allah, I go in sajda and the tears, boy, I just think of my past, oh Allah. You gave me this life. I'm eating your food. I'm enjoying all your bounties. On your earth I'm walking and I'm disobeying you. Oh Allah, please forgive me. So that enjoyment that you'll get, and every wali of Allah, every person who's a wali of Allah, only Allah knows. What enjoyment each person is getting in his heart, the next wali of Allah doesn't know. So Allah Ta'ala grant us this reality, that we work towards this, and Hazrat teaches finally, so beautifully, apni khushiyo ko akhtar tu barbaad kar, apne Rab ki khushi se dil abad kar. All your desires, whatever desires and hopes and whatever you got, whether it's jaiz, na jaiz also, just destroy it. And for who? For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That rada bil qaza, this is a very high stage. We have to at least make dua for it. And think there's a stage like that. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, asked Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, one of his very great khalifas, that is a stage higher than ikhlas. Ikhlas is a very high stage, whatever you do only for Allah's pleasure. That I still don't even have an idea of that. But we have to work and worry about this. Hazrat says, oh Hazrat, you teach us, I don't know. Hazrat says, higher than ikhlas is a stage which is called raza bil qaza. That you just submit all your desires, everything you just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you reach a stage which one person, I ask a buzurg, or he was looking like an ordinary man. But they ask him, how are you feeling today? He says, what can you say of a person according to whose desires the world is running? He says, what kind of statement you making? The world, Allah is controlling the world. He says, yes, I have submitted all my desires to the happiness and pleasure of Allah. So whatever is happening, I am happy with it. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. During the week, we made some muzakra of certain points, and mashallah, the brothers felt it's beneficial, and they wanted it also to be revised. And for many brothers who weren't there at that time, if we keep this in mind, we will benefit tremendously. And this is from Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayh. He said that if a person will keep these 8 points in mind for 3 days in all the amal he does, then blood will flow, iman will flow in his body like blood flows in the body. And if we achieve that, then what to say? May Allah tabaraka ta'ala bless us with these realities and bring it into our lives, inshallah. The first point, when we do all our amal, and in fact, just to remind the brothers, when I mentioned it that day, it was after Asr. Then I came in front to read Quran Sharif, but then I forgot to make all the niyas. So we all the time, we do say, we talk and that, but to bring it into us, that is the important thing. And many things also, we just take it for granted, that it is there. But really, so we'll explain a little bit in detail these points. The first point is to do everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Now who of us does not know that we do, we have to do, and we do everything for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But really if we have to see, then, and many, inshallah, we all, what we do is for Allah's pleasure. We're not doing it to show people. Sometimes it does happen perhaps, but one big barrier is our own nafs. That we do it for our own, we are not conscious of it, but what is making us happy. Like for example, we're going for namaz. Now if maybe somebody will ask you, how you were not there for namaz, so because of that, perhaps we are coming. That real reason, that what is it? And the more this ikhlas goes, and then the reality also becomes much more. Like for example, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a cold night, and it is a stormy night, that is the time to go for namaz, to go for jamaat namaz. Now many times, when it is a cold night like this, then a person feels, I'll make namaz at home today. But the more we have that for Allah's pleasure, then a person will overlook all these things. And we can't imagine that how these people, what level they reach, if we get that ikhlas. It is mentioned that Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who wrote the Sawani Hayat, the life story of his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, that once they were in Makkah Sharif, and rain, it was so raining so hard, and the water on the main road was flowing like a river. And he thought, definitely today, and there is permission also, indeed, when it's such a condition, you can make your namaz at home. In one country we went, and it was, we heard it very commonly, that we, for example, we made Maghrib namaz. And then immediately after that, they make Isha also, because it's raining too much today. People can't go home and come again. So they make Isha. We got surprised. So we asked the people there where we were staying. They say, you hear this very commonly. Yeah, every time, just some little lightning clouds, then we make Isha also one time finish. But these people, what they do, so Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib, as soon as he heard Azan, he was prepared and he told his khadim, Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Sahib, let us now go for namaz. So he was surprised, he was 100% sure that on a night like this, he will also say, we make namaz here. Now that to do for Allah's pleasure. Now Allah bless us with that. And then he says, as we were going, the stones with that strong flow of the water, stones were hitting us like bullets on our knees. And now he thought, now Hazrat will say, let us turn back. But no, Hazrat carried on. And they were carrying, Hazrat said, take water with us, because when we reach the haram, then our feet will be dirty, walking in the mud and that. So we'll wash our legs again. With that in one hand, and an umbrella in the other hand, what, that umbrella will help in that strong rain also. And but yet Hazrat went. Then the khadim says, I almost fell also, but Hazrat picked me up. Allahu Akbar. In this way, so if Allah bless us with that, and we have to work on it all the time. I'm the most in need of it. We are all in need. But just to say it also, that the sunnah, just to say I'm the most in need of it, but the actual thing is to work. Just to talk is not sufficient. We all talk, but to get down to doing something, may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So the first point is to do only for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The second point is that we do it, understanding it is the command of Allah Ta'ala. and in the sunnah tariqah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah must spread this in the whole world. So whatever we do, that this is the command of Allah ta'ala. Like for example, even going to the toilet is Allah's command. We have to relieve ourselves. That you can't just sit anywhere and just do your thing where you want to. We have to go and relieve ourselves. So that also to understand that I'm not doing it just as a natural thing. But it is also the command of Allah ta'ala. Perhaps we can understand it a bit more when a person wants to get married. How many of us really think of it that it is the command of Allah ta'ala? It's just now I'm of age, I must get married now. My mother is telling me how long I must get married now. But to understand, it's the command of Allah ta'ala. And then to do that action according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That also we can understand it properly if we make effort on ourselves. Then when the time of our nikah, our children's nikah come, then we won't just do all the customary weddings and all the customary things that go with it. But then we will consider the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and automatically how many things will fall away. If we do it like that, how many things will fall away? We wear our clothes, we understand that also. I'm wearing clothes, it's your command, Allah. And the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So automatically our clothing. We're furnishing our house. You need furniture. Well, the basics, the necessities, they are also the command of Allah ta'ala, sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we keep that in mind, then how many things will automatically fall in place? So Allah give us tawfiq that we have that also with us, inshallah, that we keep that in mind. The third point is that, oh Allah, I'm not worthy of this. It is only your kindness that you are blessing me with this year. For example, eating food also. In fact, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when food comes in front of us, we are such that we first have to make tawbah and istighfar. Because where we fit to eat that food? We who are sinners. And as Maulana Musa explained just now, that one reason of saying ghufranak after eating, that I am that person that after I ate that wonderful biryani, pilau, that roast, etc., see what I've made of it. So I ask you forgiveness for this, O Allah. So that is my condition. That I'm not worthy of this. And that is eating food or anything else, even wearing clothes. Where am I worthy of these clothes? And making namaz, Allahu Akbar. What is namaz? To recite Quran Sharif, just to see the Quran Sharif, to hold the Quran Sharif, where are we worthy of it? And amount of our sins, etc., we are not worthy of it at all. But one is just to think of it like that also, and if we will do it always, then the reality might come into us that I am not worthy of this at all in any way whatsoever. So we have to try and work on that Allah give us the tawfiq of keeping roza. What a great command of Allah ta'ala. And Allah is giving us the tawfiq to keep this roza. That is only Allah's kindness. Otherwise we are not at all. So the third point is that I'm not worthy of fulfilling this command of Allah. But it must not take us to such an extent, so much we think that we don't do it. When I'm not worthy of it, so I'm not going to do it. So the next point is tawfiq from Allah. That I'm doing it, O Allah, it is your tawfiq, your kindness. Hazrat Maulana Zaki Sahib, Damat Barakatum, who's one of the Shura members in Madinatul Munawwara, in the Jamaat, he visited us here, and he explained at the beginning that, O Allah, you are Kareem, you are kind, you are compassionate, you are tolerant, O Allah, you are the most kind, O Allah, you are the most kind of all the kind people, that you accepted us for the work of Dawah, sinners like us, horrible people like us, and you accepted us for the work of the Anbiya alayhi salam. For what Allah Ta'ala should send Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, you accepted us for that. A person thinks that I'm Hafiz al-Quran, I'm Alim al-Deen, I'm teaching whatever I'm teaching, where am I fit? And so this is tawfiq from Allah Ta'ala. that Allah Ta'ala has given us this tawfiq to do it. And also at the same time, tawfiq, one alim explained it very beautifully, that it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala has given us a gift from Allah. Otherwise, how many people haven't got Iman Islam? How many people who have got Iman Islam, but the reality of it is not there? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Devla Sahib, Da'amat Barakatum, explained in the Ijtima in Lodium that to have Iman is one thing, the words of Iman, we recite Kalima. To have Yaqeen, that is something else. To have that firm conviction that Allah is the provider. And Allah alone provides. Allah Ta'ala, like Hazrat Maulana Ridwan Sahib yesterday explained, to have that conviction in Allah, like when Ibrahim alayhi salam was catapulted into the fire, even the malaika were concerned. But he had that conviction on that, so much on Allah, that Allah will open my way for me. Allah knows my condition, I don't have to worry. And as he came into the fire, as ulama say, had the fire turned into a garden before time, then Namrud should also jump in. Everyone should have jumped in. But at that time when he entered the fire, Allah opened the door for him. And Allah made it a wonderful garden for him. And everything else also. So that conviction, yaqeen, is there. But one very, to me it was a very, very serious statement. With that yaqeen and conviction, there can be kufr also. And that was like shaitan. Shaitan himself was in Jannah. He beguiled, so he saw Jannah. Shaitan saw Allah Ta'ala. So how much conviction he got? How much of yaqeen he got? But together with that yaqeen, there is kufr also. So how much we have to be concerned about ourselves. That shaitan, who had all that, he lived in that world there. And he saw everything. So what was it? It was shaitan, that pride in him. That he had that pride. And that pride hides also all for how long it was hidden in shaitan. It is said that he made sajda, which is the height of tawadu, humility, that a person lowers himself. There wasn't a span of hand anywhere where he did not make sajda. But that pride was hidden. When it surfaced, then he, in front of Allah, he said that how can I make, he disobeyed the command of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah protect us. So this is that a person must have the conviction of all this conviction, and then also submit and fulfill. Sami'na wa ata'na. And where we cannot, due to our weakness, ghufrana. That, Ya Allah, you forgive us. Don't justify ourselves. Shaitan justified himself. Ana khayrun minhu. We must admit that it is my weakness. It is my sin, my evil. That is why I could not do it. So the first was that it is the command of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Second, the command of Allah, and we do it in the sunnah tariqah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Third, that I am not fit for it in any way whatsoever. Fourth, that it is Allah's tawfiq. It is a gift from Allah. He has chosen me to do it. Fifthly, we make this niyat also, that Ya Allah, this amal, spread it in the whole world. I'm making namaz, make namaz alive in the whole world. And till the day of Qiyamah, make this alive. Let it spread in the whole world, this amal of wudu I'm making. This amal of walking to the masjid. Whatever amal it is, oh Allah, spread it in the whole world. And the sixth that we have to do, that, oh Allah, you are watching me. This reality also, that you are watching me, oh Allah. You know what is in my heart also. If we think of this like namaz time also, that Ya Allah, you know what is in my heart, you know what I'm thinking also, it will bring us, inshallah, it will help us tremendously to come towards Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala, towards concentration. When we are reading Quran Sharif, many a hafiz will also say, or a person leading the Taraweeh, where he made a mistake, just this thought came in my mind. And there I just made a mistake. It happens there, when our mind goes off, then we simply we slip up easily, so it will bring concentration also, inshallah. And then, so to think, like in Rosa, now Maulana Abdul Rahman was explaining also, that when we keep Rosa, we don't eat, You can, a housewife is alone at home. There is nobody. And she can eat. She can. Nobody will know. But why doesn't she eat? Because I got roza. But if we add it a bit more, not just because I got roza, because Allah is watching me. I can't eat because Allah. If we do this in Ramzan, inshallah that quality will remain for us the rest of the 11 months also. 11 months it will remain with us, that Allah is watching me wherever I am. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, these are realities. It's a pity I wasn't aware of these realities before. So we have to keep on talking, keep on listening, making muzakara, that inshallah one day it comes into us. And if it comes before maut, lucky is that person if the reality of it comes into us before maut. So Allah is watching me. Allah knows me thoroughly. Allah knows everything of me. Then when the amal is finished, then we make two other, we keep in mind two other points. One was that, Ya Allah, I did not fulfill this as it was supposed to be done. Like in namaz, the dua at the end of namaz, but many times we are unmindful of it. We don't read that dua with that concentration. Allahumma inni zulamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I made great zulam on myself. The great guna I committed. You made namaz, which guna is there? But I couldn't do it as it's supposed to be. Unless ma'rifat, when it is said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, ma'arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik, that we haven't recognized you as you are to be recognized. And Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who could have more of Allah Ta'ala's ma'arifat recognition than him? And where are we? So every amal that we do, I couldn't put tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, anything that we do. But we are such that when somebody, we made a little bayan, or we made imamat, good reading, and somebody tell us, it just goes to our head immediately. And we forget what we are, and we forget who we were, and who got guarantee of the next moment, what a person will become, what he will be. No, we haven't got that. So that, Ya Allah, forgive me, I could not fulfill this as it was to be done. So that I was not worthy of it. And then we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, a worthless being like me, a useless being like me, you gave me tawfiq of this. Shukr, Ya Allah. That you gave me Iman, Islam. What a great gift. And Iman and Islam, there are many people present in the world now that know of the truthfulness of Islam. But it is only when Allah will give the tawfiq. As ulama have written, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab were also convinced of Islam. They saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They saw his miracles. They saw everything. But the tawfiq of accepting, that is something else. That is from Allah Ta'ala. So to recite the words, and then for that reality to come into the heart, that from the heart a person accepts. And then that it comes onto the body, that a person does his amal also. And then a person gets that conviction of Islam, that this is the only right way. And not only the only right religion, it is the right only right religion. But with this conviction, that for me, there is no other way. Not succeeding in dunya is not my way. Not having degrees is my way. Not having what my material things I've got. But Islam is my success. And a person gets that conviction, and he works in that way. So all this, if a person will do it, then Iman will flow in the body like blood flows in the body. May Allah give me and us all tawfiq, inshallah, that whatever amal we do, we keep these points in mind. Revise them also continuously, and we try and practice upon them. Every amal we do, at the beginning it will be very hard, just to remember them also. But when a person does it, he carries on, it will come, inshallah. And then the great wali of Allah Ta'ala says that if you do it for 3 days continuously, then Iman of that level will come into us for the greed of that Iman. And everything is on Iman. Like Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali said, that we got nothing. We only got La ilaha illallah. But everything is in La ilaha illallah. Everything is in La ilaha illallah. Whatever else, all that is nothing. La ilaha illallah is everything. But the reality of La ilaha illallah, the whole effort of tabligh also, our whole effort also should be, when a person becomes an alim, everything is to get the reality of La ilaha illallah. May Allah bless us with it, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام in the hadith of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم أشرد آية of the Quran Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam and an oath on time. Allah Ta'ala wants to show us the great value of time. With every single moment in your life is very, very valuable. And the time is going very, very quickly. It is mentioned, Idris Khan Alawi Rahmatullah mentions about Nuh Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, that Nuh Alayhi Salatu Wasalam lived in the world for 1,050 years. He was Nabi of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He lived 950 years in his people giving da'wat. So at the age of 40 he got Nabuwat. 950 years he gave da'wat. And then after his people were destroyed, he lived another 60 years in this world. So altogether 1,050 years he lived in this world. And at the time of the death of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death came to him and asked him, that, Oh Nuh alayhi salam, how did you find your life in this world? So Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, I felt like my life was, I went to a house, I entered the front door, I went through the door and I came out in the back door. So quickly, like how a person flick of a finger, so quickly, that's how my life was. So when a person will look back at the time of death, looking back in his life, and he will see that my life, how it went. 50 years, now I look at ourselves, I'm 20 years, I'm 30 years, I'm 50 years, and you think my life in the past, everything is gone, it's finished, it was like a dream. So that is how a person's life is. قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَوْضِ عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ On the day of Qiyamah, they will ask the people, how long you lived in this world, with regards to years? They say, what are you talking about years? We lived only one day in this world. Or ba'da yawmin, actually a portion of the day. As the people were counting. قَالَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ It'll be said that you left for a very, very short time. كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ دُحَاهَا It was like one evening or one portion of the morning. That's how quick the life of this world went. So life is going to go very, very quickly and a person has to think. So Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam in the Quran Sharif, وَالْعَصْرِ I'm taking an oath in time. The time is very, very valuable. And for Allah Ta'ala to take a qasam, an oath on time, shows the great value of time. Our Hazrat mentioned that, for example, a person, he has wealth, and he loses the wealth, but it's always possible for a person to get that wealth back. If a person, anything, like you lost the house, there was a flood, the house is gone, you can rebuild the house again. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. A person loses his iman, iman goes away, but Allah can give him tawfiq again, he can get his iman back. But one thing which goes and never ever comes back is time. So time in life is very, very valuable. And now especially we are in the month of Ramadan, where time is the most valuable. So Hazrat gave us a beautiful example, and alhamdulillah many people have taken a lot of benefit from this example. It makes a person think. We might have heard the example many times, but there is a repetition is beneficial for all of us. And inshallah it will inspire somebody. That Hazrat Mullah Abrar al-Haktab rahmatullah alayhi most likely mentioned this example. That, let us take an example that we have a money making machine. The government of South Africa gives every single one of us a money making machine. And he says that this money making machine, you got a choice. You can make out 10 rand notes, 20 rand notes, 50 rand notes, 100 rand notes, or 200 rand notes. So every one of us got a choice. So I'm sure, mashallah, all five people here know love of dunya, nahanka, so we'll all put the 10 rand notes. No, obviously everyone is going to put under 200 rand, the highest denomination. And the government says also that see, we're giving this money making machine, but we don't want, there won't be any taxes on the money. It's completely legal tender also, and no tax. But there's only one condition, that this money making machine only works for 1 month. And it starts on the first night when the moon of Ramadan is sighted, and as soon as the moon of Eid is sighted, the money making machine stops. So this is only 1 month. So all before Ramadan we'll be making dua, Ya Allah, let this year be 30 days. Like how normally we all, let's say all of us have a feeling about bad, we ate 30 days this year. We're wishing it's 29 days, let's hope they see the moon, fighting for the moon. Now you'll be making dua, Ya Allah, please, let's say let there be 30 days. Because now we can understand that one day extra, I can make so much of money. And they say also that the one condition of this machine is that you can't, it's not automatic, it's manual. Every minute you're sitting with your hands, you have to continue turning the machine, and every 1 minute, 200 note comes out. Every 1 minute, 200 note comes out. So now a person will be sitting, turning the machine, because how many 200 are coming out? And they tell him also, and now on the first night of Ramadan comes, he puts on his radio, he gets all his cell phones, he phones certain friends of his who live in the furthest portion of the world. Please, as soon as you get the sighting of the moon, please phone me immediately. Immediately I want to start making my money. And when the time of Eid comes, then he'll put all, everything off. He say, I hope I don't, I just carry on making my money. Even if it's 3-4 hours extra I get, as long as I haven't got reliable information, I can continue making my money. So he doesn't want the Ramadan to come to an end, because he understands the value of that money. So now a person is sitting and working and working, and his wife comes to him, and his wife tells him, you know what, this year we got lovely bhajiyas, samosas, all lovely savouries, I'm making dessert for you. He said, don't waste your time in all of the day. This is the month of Ramadan. Where we got time to waste in bhajiyas? After Ramadan, then we'll eat. Now is the month of Ramadan, we have to just make money. It's such a valuable time. You're wasting in food, in drinks, visiting family people, going shopping. Leave all of the day. Actually, the month of Ramadan, every year I'm taking off. I'm going to sit in the khanka. I'm going to sit there and I can work on my money-making machine. I have to go to work in the shop. 6 hours, that valuable time will be wasted. 8 hours will be wasted. How can I go to shop? I'll be losing out so much of millions. I'll be depriving myself. So now he takes off every year, even without leave, unpaid leave also. I'm going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going in the khanka. I'm spending my time correctly because I'm going to make so much of money now. And then this person, so he hasn't got time for anything else. Only now he's making that money. His right hand gets tired, he starts with the left hand. And he's moving his left hand, his hands are paining, but now he doesn't want to sleep at night also. He's like, come and sleep away. He says, I can't sleep at night. You know how much I'm making? He's tired now, his hands are paining. He starts with his feet also, right leg, left leg. He's just, as long as I can make that money, because he understands the value of 200 yen. Other says that if a person, even if he makes 10 million at the end of Ramadan, 20 million at the end of Ramadan, what is that? That has got no real value. The real value is sawab, amal, good actions, what a person is sent to akhirah. So our elders and our akabir, they understood the value of Ramadan. Where nafal action becomes the status of a farz action. And every farz action is multiplied by 70 times, the person gets so much of reward. Every action in the month of Ramadan is increased. So our elders understood this, the reality of this. So that is why they gave their full attention to the month of Ramadan. Allama Yusuf bin Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, he said that the month of Ramadan is a month, there are two special ibadat in the month of Ramadan. One is that of fasting. In fasting, a person during the day, he is cleansing himself from all evil qualities. He is holding his nafs. Shaitan is locked up. We have two main enemies. One is our nafs and one is shaitan. So a person's nafs is locked, shaitan is locked up. The big shaitan is locked up in the month of Ramadan. And a person's nafs is subdued because he is fasting. A person likes to eat, likes to drink. And as a person eats more, he drinks more, the nafs becomes stronger and stronger of a person. But when he eats less, he controls his eating. Then his nafs becomes subdued to a certain extent. So that during the day, he's controlling his animalistic qualities. And at night, he's making tilawat of Quran Sharif, especially in the Tarawih Salat, where the Quran Sharif is being recited. And besides that, he's reading the Quran Sharif, which is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of barakat, how much of nur there is in there. So now he's beautifying himself for all of these qualities. So one is removing his evil qualities, and he's beautifying himself for all of this, the tilawat of Quran, the word and kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most valuable book, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person now is, the month of Ramadan, the person is progressing. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq to understand the great value of the month of Ramadan, and to excel ourselves, to push ourselves in the month of Ramadan, to try to get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a dastarkhan, not a dastarkhan of food. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's people, they made dua, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. Oh Allah ta'ala, send down for us one dastarkhan, one tablecloth from the heavens, and this will be a eat for us. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the month of Ramadan, send down dastarkhan, different dastarkhan of only Allah's goodness, of mercy, of ruhaniyat, of spirituality for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us theory. What a wonderful time also. Allah ta'ala knew that ummah is very, very weak, and we love to eat. So Allah ta'ala said, okay, you'll never wake up for tahajjud namaz. The whole year you don't wake up for tahajjud. But Ramadan, I'll make sure you wake up for tahajjud namaz. You have to eat it at theory time. If Allah wanted, we could have had theory before sleeping, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. But the great virtues came at 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. because Allah Ta'ala's special mercy is coming down that time. So Allah said, my bandas, they will definitely wake up. They love food. So they'll wake up for their food. And together with that, they'll read tahajjud namaz also. So what a Dastar Khan. We've got theory. Then we've got tahajjud at that time. Then we've got du'as in the month of Ramadan. And du'as, as our Hazrat has taught us, that from Fajr time, when a person is fasting, as long as a person is fasting, his du'as are readily accepted. So any time during the day, a person is making du'as, du'as are readily accepted. As soon as a person breaks his roza, and especially at theory time also, du'as are readily accepted, iftar time. Now a person, now he's just about to break his roza, his fast. Any good action a person does in life, at the end of that action, Allah accepts du'as. That is why our Kabir mentioned, after making tilawat of Quran Sharif, as Abraar al-Hassab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that many people are under the misconception, that only when you make khatam of the whole Quran Sharif, du'as are accepted. He said, this is incorrect. Even after reading a small portion of the Quran Sharif, because you are making ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, du'as are readily accepted. A person is performing salah, du'as are readily accepted. So any good action a person does, or any guna a person stays away from, at that time du'as are readily accepted. So when a person is just about to break his fast, at that time du'as are readily accepted. So we've got this wonderful Dastar Khan of du'as in the month of Ramadan. Then the whole day a person is free, a person is fasting, how much of closeness he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great bounty of Ramadan. Then after iftari, this also is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we've got Tarawih Salat. What a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, what a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mashallah, in the whole world, how today people are increasing themselves and they're exerting themselves. They're in the madrasa, Hafiz Jisatab, Daumul Barakatum, in one night, whole khatam of Quran Sharif, in one rakat. He read the whole Quran Sharif. We hear the stories of Usman radiallahu anhu, in one rakat he used to read the whole Quran Sharif. And sometimes the person can't believe it. But in today's time, we get people also, Allah is showing us, in a time of weakness of Iman also, but people are still reading one khatam of Quran Sharif. And how many people, maybe 100, 150 people standing behind him, and one rakat reading the whole Quran Sharif. In other places, three paras they are reading a night. In five nights they are finishing. Seven nights they are finishing a khatam of Quran Sharif. These are great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the ni'mat, the Dastar Khan which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. So we should try to take full benefit from it. Read our stories of our akabir, our elders. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, has written the whole kitab. The Ramadan of our saintly elders. The akabir ki Ramadan. How did they spend the month of Ramadan? And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi writes about Muhammad Rai Puri rahmatullah alayhi. That Hazrat Rai Puri rahmatullah alayhi, before the month of Ramadan, he used to make salam to all his family members, all the people, his acquaintances. Make salam to them. I say, I'll meet you now after the, when he decided. As you mentioned, the money making machine. Because he realized it. So now I'll see you after Ramadan. I got no time to meet anyone. Even his murids, and even those who are close to him, Hazrat Rai Puri rahmatullah alayhi, never used to meet them. He never used to answer letters in the month of Ramadan. Obviously, every buzrug is of different levels, and they do different, their ma'amulat are different. Hazrat Tamir rahmatullah alayhi, in Ramadan and out of Ramadan, his ma'amulat never used to change. His normal 10 paras of Quran Sharif, which he used to recite throughout the year, in the month of Ramadan, also his 10 paras of Quran Sharif he used to recite. So he had his normal ma'amulat continuing like that there. But Rai Puri rahmatullah alayhi, day and night, engaged in tilawat of Quran Sharif. Eating also very, very minimal. Just yesterday, or the day before yesterday, so Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in one of his majalis in Ramadan, he said that if a person eats less in Ramadan, it won't have any effect on a person. You don't have to eat extra in Ramadan. Say, eating less in Ramadan, this is my tajruba and experience. If you eat less in Ramadan, it won't have any bad effects on a person's body. And then he asked Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in the majlis, and Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said also his experience that in the month of Ramadan, you don't have to eat extra. You eat less also, and the person will get more ruhaniyat, more spiritual strength. So in Yawma Rai Puri rahmatullah alayhi, he used to drink very, very little, but famous about Mawla Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi. So besides the one cup of tea and one slice of toast, and nothing else he used to eat in the month of Ramadan. So the rest of the day it was ruhaniyat, spirituality. So Rai Puri rahmatullah alayhi, day and night in the tilawat of Quran Sharif. As the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi himself, he says for the past 42 years, from the age of 28 until now, for the last 42 years, every day, Allah Fadl, I read 30 paras of Quran Sharif. He make one khatam of Quran, but not one full khatam. He used to read the same para 30 times in a day. So he's saying this for the past 42 years I've been reading like this here. And then once, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali wrote to all his khulafa, and he said that Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali used to make 61 khatams of Quran Sharif in the month of Ramadan. 30 in the day, 30 at night, and one in Tarawih Salah. So he says that I'm writing to you all, you also try to imitate Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. So the murids, after the month of Ramadan, they wrote back to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and somebody wrote, I read 55 khatams, 53 khatams, 57 khatams of Quran Sharif. Hazrat Mawlana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali wrote to Hazrat Shaykh, he said, I only managed to make 61 khatams of Quran Sharif. And Mawlana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, what work he was doing, the work of Dawat and Tabligh, the bayans he was giving, the mashwara that was taking place, together with all of that, how much of barakat Allah Ta'ala has placed in their lives. They understood the value of time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself, firstly, and all of us the ability. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are two bounties in which most people are in dhoka, in deception, and a great loss with regards to these bounties. The person is buying for something for 5 rand and he's selling for 5 rand. He's a person who's made a loss, even though it's coming out equal. He's selling for 20 rand, 30 rand, he's making a big profit. And he's selling for 2 rand, he's in complete loss. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying there are two bounties. Most of the people are in complete loss. They have got the capital of life. Every second of your life is so valuable. One subhanallah, one tree is planted in Jannah. A person reads his sunnat muakkada for the day, the 12 rakats, one palace is built for him in Jannah. Many small actions a person does. He gives a little bit of charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never mind 700 times. One kajur a person gives in the path of Allah ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah he will come, he will see the size of Mount Uhud in reward. And how much is the size of Mount Uhud? For one kajur which a person has given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people are in deception regarding these two bounties. As-sihatu wal-faragh. Good health and free time. And yeah, alhamdulillah, many people are free today. Yawmul Ahad is a Sunday. Those who have come for i'tikaf especially, they are completely free. They have got no other, any other work, any other occupation. They have given themselves the time completely. So this is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for those who are working, but we should try to take out some time in the month of Ramadan. And all of us, alhamdulillah, our health is very, very good. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these two bounties of Allah ta'ala, many people are in a complete loss. They don't take benefit from them. And at the time of death, it's too late for a person then to turn back and say, oh, I had the opportunity. 20 Ramzans came in my life. 30 Ramzans came in my life. How I lost out. In general, a person will look at another person above him. Ya Allah, what, this person got such a high rank. How come he got such a high rank? It will be said, he had one extra, subhanallah. One extra, subhanAllah, such a high rank. I could have had so much of time in my life. I could have read subhanAllah 100 times, 1,000 times. One person, he went to many buzrugs and he asked them, that if today is the last day of your life, what action will you do? Today is the last day of your life. So that buzrug, so many people give him different answers. But he went to one buzrug and this buzrug told him, what I do every day in my life, I will do it today also, if I know it's the last day of my life. You see, because every day of my life, I have made it such that I think today is the last day of my life. So I fill it up with amal and actions, as if though I am leaving this world today. Because I've got no guarantee. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq, that we understand this month of Ramadan. As Hazrat mentioned yesterday, 24 hours of Ramadan has passed already. Now maybe it's 36, 38 hours of Ramadan. Minutes and seconds are just going very, very quickly. And at the end of Ramadan, a person says, already Ramadan has come to an end. And we are starting this week, next week we'll come again for Majlis. Then the third week, and you see Ramadan is already coming to an end, it's finished already, and our life will also go in the day, like that. But if this person is intelligent, he's got aqal, Allah has made him urul al-bab, the people of intelligence, he's a person who will take lessons. See all the people who have passed, go to the Qabristan, they have left this world, now they are crying in the Qabr. So much so you go in, if to ask them also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, whenever he used to pass the Qabristan, he used to go and read 2 rakats of Salah there. Somebody say, why are you reading 2 rakats? He say, if you have to ask this man in the Qabr, he will tell you, Ya Allah, let me come out of this cover. I just want to read 2 rakats because I can understand the great value of it, which I would have got, the sawab I would have got, if I just read 2 rakats of Salah. So may Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the time. Time is very valuable, and the time of Ramadan is even more valuable. Let us not waste our time in the month of Ramadan, especially talking. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah used to get very angry in the month of Ramadan. Anybody talks, anybody waste any time. He used to look, regard the month, the seconds of Ramadan is very, very valuable. As our Shaykh says, the person who he wants to pass time in Ramadan, then that person is actually failed time. So a person cannot wait even 1 second in the month of Ramadan. If a person looks after his Ramadan, inshallah Allah will look after the person's whole year. And if a person's whole year is looked after, inshallah a person's whole life will be looked after. A person will live your life like a Ramadan, inshallah when you will pass away, it will be like Eid for a person. Allah give us all tawfiq.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجا یا بگل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میرے مولا میری مدد کر اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سے خلق میں کوئی نہیں ہو بد کردار نامہ سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نعلم مستانا خش مآيدا تا أبد جانا تنيمي بايدا الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله 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 خالی بھی بر جا دبائی مشتری چائے در درمان نگارا واخری الله 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 جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك رضينا بالله ربا رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيا اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وهوذا لنا موردا اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي واستعملنا بسنتي واستعملنا بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي واجعلنا من حزبي اللهم اجعلنا من رفقاء النبيين
والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم إن قلوبنا وسوانا واسهنا وجوارحنا بيدك لم تملكنا منا شيئا، فإذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن أنت ولينا واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل، واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل، واهدنا إلى سواء السبيل. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وعورة وخطية. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم احفظنا من الشيطان الرجيم. اللهم احفظنا من كل فتن ما ظهر من أو بطن. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها، أنت ولي مولاها. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا، واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أقرت عين على الدنيا من دنياهم فأقرر أعيننا من إبادتك. اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي الناس والجان جميعا. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان، وحل المشكلات لجميع المسلمين في جميع العالم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين المجاهدين في سبيلك حقا في كل مكان، وغالبهم على عدوك وعدوين. اللهم ثبت الخلافة الحقانية في جميع العالم، وارزقنا الأمن والأمان والسلام والإسلام. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. لا إله إلا الله، نستغفر الله، نسألك الجنة ونعوذ بك من النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.